it's time for the celebrity snitch, Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Everything's kosher, Huggy.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Hello, Hug.
Damon Williams.
What up, Huggy?
And Arsenio Hall.
Do the finger. Yeah, I got a finger and a fist waving.
Okay, brother. Tom, Sybil, Damon, y'all are some NWAs. Negroes working with Arsenio.
Yes, sir.
It's enough black people on today's show, Tom, to make Stacey Dash want to get rid of us.
Wow.
Did y'all hear the Pony Whisperer was trying to get rid of Black Friday, too? Did y'all hear that?
Pony Whisperer.
Yeah, she just wanted to be called Friday, Sybil. Put Stacey Dash ass down for contender number one. Oh, it's coming. She going to say something. Contender number two, my mama Hattie Jean Lowdown for beat me with a styrofoam wig head with the Shirley Chisholm wig on it.
You remember
that
wig?
But she made me interested in the history back in the day, Sybil. Contender number three, the Washington Wizards for letting Steph Curry drop 51 points on it.
Woo-hoo.
I heard one brother talking about we did a good job checking them. We contained them to 51. They were shooting threes on us doing commercials, I said. That's Steph Curry, that's like Lucius Curry, Bunky Man. Contender number four, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Now, let me tell you what Governor Krispy Kreme said this week, y'all.
That's funny.
He said he'll beat Hillary Clinton rear end in a debate. What disrespect? Bill Clinton don't even talk about smacking Hillary's hind pots like that. I mean, he haven't even caught up with the people in his own party. The hell is wrong with sponge bra square doctors? Chrissy take a whole lot of gravy shots at women, Sybil.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He had something to say about First Lady Health Lunch Initiative.
Yeah.
Now he's beating Hillary's rear end. If he had the healthy lunches, you wouldn't have to wear his big pants up so high. So, but you know your pants is up high when you have deodorant on your belt. Hello? Is this thing on? Contender number four.
Oh, God.
Cousin Otto said he bought a bigger TV to watch the Super Bowl this year, y'all.
Really?
Yeah, his TV was so small last year, Sybil, we didn't see who the Patriots was playing last year. We just saw one team. But he has a 42-inch this year, so he's excited. Contender number five, Donald Trump. Oh, Toupee Fiasco had a Trumper tantrum, y'all. Because he lost in the Iowa caucus, and now he's accusing Ted Cruz of cheating. Rich, please. TMZ, you are the Bama of the week. Now, founder and leader of Earth, Wind & Fire, Maurice Pass, and he's now a shining star in heaven, y'all. But TMZ posted a picture showing everybody but Maurice White.
They did.
And they were the only lazy mofos to put up wrong photos of somebody else. So, Sybil, I call that facial profile.
There you go.
And you thought the Oscars was so hard. How hard is it to Google? Y'all enjoy y'all weekend.
Good job.
Good job, Hug.
All right, Huggy.
That brother can write.